You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Thursday, November 12th, 2015. Week 130 of Destiny Pizzas. I was like, what goes next?
Wait a second.
Yeah, so let's get into America's Sweetheart. This week, America's Sweetheart is... Can you guess?
No way.
J.J. Abrams.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, I was like, why not? So, you want to know some trivia about J.J. Abrams?
Yes. What does the J.J. stand for? That's my first question. I know this is trivia, not answer my questions, but I assume there's an answer for that.
He was born Jeffrey Jacob Abrams.
Yeah, mystery solved.
Yeah, there you go. So there's that.
No, I'm happy. Somehow that spoils Star Wars for me. I don't know why. Did you know he only worked on the pilot for Lost, and that everyone asks about Lost, but he has nothing to do with what happened after that?
Yeah, I think he was only like a producer, executive producer.
And like half his questions asked her about Lost.
Well, he sold his script for Forever Young in 1992 for $2 million.
Whoa.
Seems like quite a bit of money.
That seems like a lot of money. How much do people usually pay for scripts? I don't think seems like quite a bit.
He's also an avid fan of Downton Abbey and has visited the set.
Wow.
And he's also a huge fan of The Twilight Zone, with his favorite episode being Walking Distance.
Makes sense. A lot of people are fans of The Twilight Zone, though.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of The Twilight Zone as well.
Yeah, me too.
And he says he got the job directing Mission Impossible 3 after Tom Cruise watched early episodes of Alias on DVD and loved them. Wow. The two started hanging out together, and Cruise offered him the job.
Wow. Cruise is choosing directors for those movies?
That's crazy. And then he also gave Alias star Jennifer Garner a pink bicycle for her birthday. She would often greet the production crew by ringing the bell on the bike's handlebars.
Wow.
Wow. In 2007, Forbes magazine estimated his earnings for the year at $17 million. Jesus Christ.
Gotta say that's gone up, I would think.
2007, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, what was he doing?
For 1 year. What did he do that year?
True. Because J.J. Abrams wasn't J.J. Abrams in 2007.
Oh, he made Mission Impossible the year before.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think that was probably Lost, around the time Lost was big.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see what
Cloverfield?
What he produced that year.
When was Cloverfield?
Cloverfield was 2008, as was Lost.
Right after.
The miniseries for Lost
was... What did he do before?
6 Degrees and What About Brian? He executive produced those two shows. He directed.
Yeah, must be a lot of producer.
He directed an episode of The Office that year.
Really?
And he wrote.
When was
nothing that year?
When was Star Trek? 2009 maybe. Usually good on these dates for some odd reason.
Yeah, 2009.
All right.
So. Good question. I don't know what he did that year. I guess The Office paid
know.
A lot.
Did he not make much money in 2008, 2009 when he was actually doing
a lot of stuff?
Things?
I don't know. So maybe he got paid in advance or something, and then
possibly like he signed on and
because
money up front or something.
Well, because Star Trek came out in 2009.
Yeah, therefore it was made in 2008. So 2008 Lost and stuff that was being made in 2007 probably.
Yeah, maybe. Well, that was only the miniseries that he was. It was called Missing Pieces or the miniseries. Anyways, that's it for that. I don't know. J.J. Abrams,
good enough.
America's Sweetheart. I'm going to tweet at him. Tweet at him. Let him know the award that he won.
My question is, can your America's Sweetheart be taken away?
Yeah, if J.J. Abrams comes out and he's an anti-Semite, I'm going to take it away.
Okay, good.
Even though he's Jewish himself.
Because hypothetically, we're doing this podcast like 5 years ago, Bill Cosby could end up on this list, and I want to be able to remove people like Bill Cosby.
This is something I should probably keep a list of.
Yes.
Of who's who we need for America's Sweetheart.
Yeah, we need to.
So far, Aziz, I think I'm willing to bet that Aziz isn't doing anything crazy.
Yes, because we need to be able to remove people from this list in case, when something comes out.
I will not be, like, be okay with awarding something to a terrible person.
Yes. Just like, I think Bill Cosby getting doctorates taken away and stuff.
Good.
So.
From Temple?
I think he's got a couple.
Yeah.
Whatever, honorary doctors. That's crazy. Even understand this.
You can get one just for doing the commencement.
I know, it's weird.
J.J. Abrams probably has one.
Probably. I think like every actor, like anybody who asks, anybody who says a speech.
I'm going to do that one day.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to get my doctorate.
Ah, I'm a doctor now.
Jimmy Fallon has one. I know that. Weird. This Week in Movies in the Now, The 33. What?
What could this movie possibly be about by the title?
This is about a bunch of people in Chile who speak remarkably good English, but have an accent still.
True.
And they're stuck in a mine. This is based on the Chilean mine disaster. Antonio Banderas is in there. Apparently there's like a shitload of people in this movie. That yeah. You only see like Antonio Banderas, really. Mm-hmm. And everyone speaks English for some reason. I don't understand this.
Yeah, what world are they living in? The one guy had subtitles. Everybody else was like, we just have accents.
Yeah. Cote de Pablo.
We're not in America, but we have accents.
The girl from NCIS. She used to be Ziva in NCIS. She's in it. Is it that harmful to the box office to have a movie have subtitles?
I think when they're going, like, the vibe I get from it is it's very generic, like...
You might as well have everyone, made this with white people.
Like, see this. Like, they would, like...
This is one step...
They might as well have, like, adapted it to make it white people like they did like, for Max.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is, like...
What do you mean, Max?
With the dog? Where it wasn't white people that adopted him, right?
Oh, yeah. Max, yeah.
Yeah, Matt, the dog movie with the dog. Thinking, I described the whole movie.
Yeah. You're like...
with the evil
like,
dude.
2 weeks ago.
Yes. But yeah, because it's like if you had a more like artful director, I would say like you could make like a real movie, but it doesn't look like they went for the real movie type at all from the trailer. So
I'm just wondering how far they're gonna go with this movie.
Yeah, I think there's. I just think
I want to see them go to Oakley.
People still think audiences are dumb, even though they'll like they're not. Audiences are smarter than studios think.
I don't know. Let's actually ask this question tonight as well. Would you watch a Chilean minor disaster movie if it was in English?
I don't think I'll watch it either way. So
yeah, I'm not
going to
watch it.
They're probably not speaking to me anyway. So that's the problem.
You know who's going to watch this movie?
No, I don't.
Ryan Myers. I'm willing to bet money that he would watch this movie.
Probably.
Okay. So that's all about the 33. There's really nothing to talk about. I mean,
it really happened in real life.
If you don't remember the Chilean minor disaster,
yeah.
Then A, you're too young to listen to any podcast. Or B, you're very ignorant and you should pay better attention to your surroundings because you might run into something one day.
It's a pretty big deal. Especially for something that happened...
Because they were gone for so long.
Yeah.
Something that happened in South America, too. Like, normally we don't give a shit about that continent.
We don't get reports on any... Like, that's probably the only thing we remember that happened in South America in the last 5 years.
That's like I was talking to someone about countries that are in like Central America. Oh, you were there. Were you there?
Yeah.
And unless I was like, you really don't give a shit about Central America. Like,
yeah.
I think if you made any North American pact... It's only about Canada, United States, and Mexico.
Yeah. That's what, like, NAFTA is.
Yeah.
It's, like, those three countries. North American Free Trade Agreement. It's, like, yeah.
We don't give a shit about Central America.
Yeah.
You guys might as well be, like, lesser Mexico.
That's what they think.
Yeah, I think that's what most Americans think. I bet you could ask tonight, another question to ask tonight. Let's make a list. How many countries are in North America?
We have a little survey for everyone to fill out here.
Before you guys dig into this turkey and whatever the hell we're eating. By the Sea. S-E-A, not the letter C. Because By the Sea would be B and D. Get it?
One if by land, two if by sea.
Sure.
This is about the Revolutionary War.
Yeah. this is a movie directed and written by Angelina Jolie, starring Angelina Jolie Pitt. With Brad Pitt.
Relation?
Yes, the same
director?
Person.
Oh, okay. One was Jolie Pitt,
really
one
weird.
Was Jolie.
I thought it was really weird that they credited her as Angelina Jolie Pitt.
Wait, did they do it for both or just for...
I think for both. Well, I don't think
Jolie was directing and Jolie Pitt...
No, Jolie Pitt, it said, was directing and writing.
Both. Oh, okay. I thought it would have them separate.
I think it also credited her as actor, too. Because it said starring Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie Pitt, and then it said written and directed by Angelina Jolie Pitt. Oh. So I was like, interesting. I've never seen her name put like that.
Yeah, me either.
But
he insisted. It's like, if we're going to be in a movie together again after Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you got to put
my name.
He's
like, I want to make sure that people know your mind now.
Yeah. It's like, when you do solo movies, you can still have just your name. But
yeah.
not in collab movies.
So this is a movie, like, it looked really boring at first. Like, they're just, like, this couple that's on relationship, or on vacation. And obviously, like, something's weird's happening between them. Like, maybe they've gotten very comfortable in their relationship, so it's not very exciting. And then, like, all this weird shit starts happening where he's, like, choking her, and then she's, like, popping pills, and he's smoking and drinking a bunch, and then, like, he's, like, strangling her, and she's, like, on the floor, and he's just walking out, and she's, like, looking at people, like, cheating and stuff like that. It's really strange. I don't know what to think about this movie. It's, if there's a trailer that makes me want to watch a movie, though, this is it. Like, yeah. I have absolutely no clue what's going on. Chilean miners, I know what happened. They get out. It's no big deal. The 33 people survive. Whoop-de-doo. This one, I have no idea what's happening. Does Brad Pitt murder her? Are they going to break up after this movie comes out?
I don't know. Is this their form of therapy? It's like, I got to kill you in this movie.
So I don't kill you in real life.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what it seems like. I like this, though. I'm interested. You caught my attention. AJP.
Yeah, it was really... It's one of those trailers that's just like, what is this? What is this? Boom! We got weird stuff.
Yeah, it was like The Perfect Guy.
Yeah.
Just like that, where the I'm like, twist, this movie is so twist. Boring.
They need more of those.
And then it's like, he like beats the shit out of
they
a guy.
They should make every trailer like that.
It's they just should.
Boring, weird stuff in the middle.
Yeah, it's like very mundane, exciting.
Yeah.
Unlike the next trailer, which was just mundane. I get it. White people have Christmas. And it's better than my Christmas.
Yeah, but these are different people than the other white people.
And they're
dysfunctional. They do the same things, but you know they're different people.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. White people have problems too. Let's all laugh at their problems. That's what all these movies are.
You don't understand. They're family. It's the only time they get together.
Good reason. They'd probably murder each other if they weren't.
If they got together all the time, the movie would turn into By the Sea, and they would murder each other.
At once.
Yeah.
That's the movie we would watch.
Yes.
So let's move on to Love the Coopers. Love the Coopers is like one of those, it happens every year. It's one of those Christmas movies that's like an ensemble cast. And it's like, guess who's coming to dinner? It's like, oh, this daughter's a fuck up because she's a thief. Oh, this daughter's a fuck up because she doesn't want to get married. Oh, this son's a fuck up because his wife either left him or is dead. It's like,
oh, shit. Like, that one's the darkest one of all.
That one's the darkest one. He's like a single father and his daughter's a horrible child. It's like, I get it. One of them is dating Anthony Mackie, apparently, but he's not in the trailer because he's too dark.
Can't put him in the trailer. How are we going to get white people to see this movie?
I thought it was so strange that he wasn't included in the trailer.
That was very strange.
The grandma shares food with the dog and Ed Helms wants to gag. Olivia Wilde pays some army person to like pretend to be your boyfriend / fiance / whatever. I don't know. This movie, I don't understand why they keep making these movies.
I don't either. We have these movies already.
Yeah.
They already exist.
Netflix, hire me. We'll make my Christmas movie. It would be much better. Because you know what happens during my Christmases? Crazy stuff happens. My dad gets fired from his job that he's been at for over like 20 years, like 3 times by his own father. That's what happens during my Christmases when my grandparents are here. So there's that. And then My All-American. This is the weirdest movie, I think, out of all.
Maybe, yes.
Written by the writer of Hoosiers and Rudy. It's what he's best known for, just phoning it in. Another historical football movie about this guy who's like Mr. All-America. He's like, I'm dating this white girl that has blonde hair. This takes place a long time ago, so it's like...
Yeah, so like we can only have white people in this
movie. Yeah, there's like...
It's the rule.
The only people you're going to see that are black are the help, probably, in this movie. And then he's like, I'm shorter than everyone, but I'm really good at football, which is just like, I never saw Rudy because I don't believe in watching those kind of movies.
I like Rudy.
I like radio. Black main character.
What about
Sideline. I like that movie too.
What about?
We Are the Titans.
I like yes,
that,
there we go.
Or Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans, yeah.
I like that movie. A lot of black people in that movie. That's why I like it. Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel.
What's that movie with Matthew McConaughey?
Oh, We Are Marshall.
Didn't watch that movie.
Has Anthony Mackie in it.
Oh, shit.
It does.
Might watch that movie. Is he the only black person just like...
No. There's a lot the of Coopers. Black people. And what's her face? Invisible Woman. Kate Mara is in that movie. Oh, as well. And the dude excited. From Lost, Jack from Lost, is in that movie.
No, cool. So, anyways, people. All My American. It's like this tiny person. He's like, I need to go to college.
He's not tiny.
Not like
he's just small for a football.
Simon Birch.
He's small for a football player.
Yeah. He's small for a football player. He should be a horse jockey.
All right.
But he plays football. And then he's like, I'm going to go, like, I need to go to college. And they're like, well, he's too small. He can't go to college. He has to be like 145 pounds. And he's like, we assure you he's 145 pounds. We know you can only get into community college. And then Aaron Eckhart's like, I want you to be on my team. My name is Harvey Dent.
And he's like, I believe in Harvey Dent.
He's like, I believe in Harvey Dent. And he's like, I believe in you. That's when something Harvey Dent should have said. That would be amazing. But, so then, yeah, that happens. And then it's like, oh, no, he's like limping on the field. He's like, don't hurt yourself for this game. And Aaron Eckhart's like, I know you'll do whatever it takes to win. And then his parents, like, he's in the hospital, and his parents are like, we know that nothing can stop you. And then later on, one football player is like, we got your back. We're like, can you give it one more game? And then Aaron Eckhart tells the rest of the team, he's like, you need to protect him. Make sure he's putting himself out on the field. I need you all to put yourselves out on the field like that. And then his wife's girlfriend person is like, oh my God, you're singing too loud. Like, how embarrassing.
This seems like the contradiction of everything that's going on today, where we shouldn't be telling like people promoting to go, people to we like should hurt telling themselves. People to go out when they're hurt.
I think we should. Genetic cleansing. It's like eugenics. It's a form of eugenics.
I guess so. We're just hurting all of our most athletic.
All of the people who are literally the fittest to survive.
Yeah.
We're hurt letting them kill themselves. This is why evolution will take place. All the smart people are not having kids. All the strong people that are somewhat smart, because they have to be decently smart to play football, are hurting themselves and killing themselves. And then all the dumb people are just reproducing like rabbits.
This is the world.
I can't remember what the name of the movie is called, but yeah, that one movie. You know what I'm talking
Idiocracy?
About? Idiocracy. That's how this happens. So yeah, those are the three movies. Now let's talk about trailer talk. Did you see the trailer?
I saw the last trailer on the list.
I saw the last two trailers on the list.
Okay. So neither of us saw the first trailer on the list.
Neither. I put it on there because I was like, this is such a big trailer that I need to put it.
Yeah,
so
it was a big release, but I didn't Preacher, see it.
That trailer came out and none of us saw it, so.
I heard somebody talk about it.
Okay.
Is that? Yeah, I heard that it what didn't. I heard they're trying to. I don't know if it's just the trailer or the first episode, or I heard they're trying to like build you up to the crazy preacher stuff.
Okay.
That's just like shows you a normal preacher.
Sometimes
that's
I wish
all I heard
churches
about it,
did the same thing where they wait and they build you up towards a crazy
they
preacher.
Build it and then boom!
And like bam, it's like, well, oh it's my like, God. And then they speak
I don't
want
to go back
stuff.
To it. Something we mentioned earlier that we weren't going to talk about. So I won't,
what?
You know.
Go for it.
They build you up. They start you slow and build.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
You know what I'm talking about. You get it.
No, I don't get it.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
There we go. You get it.
Yeah, Scientology. It's just like that. Like, I've been watching, Leah Remini has been on everything because she has a book coming out about, like, Shaking Shit or something. That's the name of the book. And she's like, or Troublemaker is the name of the book.
Uh-huh.
And it's about her because she, like, grew up in Scientology and then left it famously, like, a few years ago.
Yeah.
And now the Church of Scientology, like, I love whenever she's on a show, that show reaches out to the Church of Scientology for a comment. And then the Church of Scientology always responds with, like, a letter. And they're like, Leah Remini is just an example of someone who had a bad experience with Scientology, and she is crazy, and she is saying dumb things. And I was like, who lets this press release come out where it's like, she is stupid? It's like, I'm like, this is a horrible idea.
I heard a story the other week. It was like, who's the guys who do South Park, Trey and Matt?
Yeah, Matt Stone, Trey Parker.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone. Before they did that Scientology episode, they tried to hire people to find dirt on them, and they couldn't find any dirt. They're like, these are pretty normal people.
Yeah.
They couldn't find any dirt on them.
That's what I like to think. I like to think the same thing about happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Leah Remini still has like an e-meter at her house, and then she said how much money she paid out, and she's like, over her whole life, she must have paid out like $7 million at least.
Oh my gosh.
For like all these like weekly testings you have to do. I was like, damn, that sounds like a lot of work. Like, I'm barely weekly getting behind a microphone to record.
Yeah.
If someone's like, hey, you have to come in, and then this guy's going to judge you, and you just have to say traumatizing things that you think you sinned or something.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
It's so much work.
Yeah. Anyways, Vice, famous magazine / TV show / website, announced that they're getting a TV channel. We talked about it a long time ago that they were going to get a TV show channel. And it's called Viceland, and they had a trailer for it. It was like 5 minutes long, and you see all the TV shows they had on it. And Ellen Page has a TV show on it called Gaycation, where she just goes around the world and like talks about what it's like being gay there. And like, there's this one scene where she goes to Brazil, and I guess there's like a rogue cop who, like, kills gay people.
Whoa.
And she's, like, starts...
Probably doesn't get busted or anything.
No, like, they interview him.
Yeah.
And she's,
so
like...
he's allowed to do that.
I don't know. That's messed up. And he's, like, saying, like, I think they're just the swine of the earth, and sometimes you gotta kill the pigs. Whoa. And then she's, like, starts crying. She's, like, I don't want to tell him that I'm gay, but do you think that's safe? And I don't know why she, like, because you end up seeing that she does say that. And I'm like, why would you say that to that guy? That's like if I went to a blind racist person.
And I was like, is there really such thing as blind racist people?
That's okay. That's the only thing I can compare it to. Because if I went to a racist person and was like, hey, I'm brown.
Whoa!
Like, obviously.
I didn't see color. I was just racist.
Do you have a problem with that? That's exactly what she said. She's like, hey, we're gay. Do you have a problem with that? Like, do you think we should be killed? And I was like, why would you ask the guy who's killing gay people that?
Because she asked, like, the producer who's like, should I say it? And she's like, yeah.
No, it's not a producer. It's, like, her co-host.
Oh.
Who's, like, translating.
Well, she said to the co-host, oh, should I tell him? He's like, the co-host probably getting paid by Vice. So they're like, well, if you get killed on camera, they're probably
going to be huge for ratings.
Yeah.
Ellen Page, dead in Brazilian slums. Killed by the gay cop hater. Not to be confused with a gay policeman who hates a lot of things. So there's that, and then there's another show called Black Market, where it's this like dude who just shows
like a network of shows.
It's a network of shows. So like Wong's World, it's Eddie Wong's TV show, and like Vice News, and like all these like little Motherboard, which is just about technology, Noisy, which is just about music, and then there's like another show called Black Market, which is like, I think one of the first episodes, I think it's supposed to show you like the underworld type view of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you see like people stealing stuff off the docks, of like stealing cargo containers and how they do it. And then like this gang who just steals cars. Like they're just known for stealing cars in Atlanta. So I was like, this looks really interesting. 5-minute trailer. I think you should watch if you're into. If you don't know what the Chilean miner disaster is, watch the trailer for this and you're like, wow, the world is crazy. Like... because that's what's going to happen.
Why was this frenzy created?
Oh, then there's one about weed. There's one just about weed. Hmm. And it's an Indian guy who was the host of it. And he calls his mom.
It's not that dude, Vikram, right?
No, that's a Pakistani guy.
Oh, okay. But he worked for Vice, I know.
Oh, no. Vikram is Indian guy, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, he worked
Vikram
for Vice.
Gandhi.
He made that movie.
Yeah. Kumari. No, it's not that guy. This is another guy named Krishna something. Okay. And he calls his mom.
I just know he works for Vice also. Yeah. So I'm on Vice News.
So... and then there's a Pakistani guy who I like a lot. He's like one of the founders of Vice. But Thomas Moretti, who's like the little hipster guy, who I love. Yeah. He has his own show.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he seems so awkward that any situation you put him in is extremely awkward.
Is that the white dude that went to China?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's funny.
That guy's my favorite.
He's like, I'm a commodity over here.
Yeah, he's like...
I could be... what did he do? He was like a white model. He
worked as like a white like model.
Yeah.
For like commercials or something. It's weird.
So funny.
So yeah, there's that. And then Force Awakens Japanese trailer. Were you scared watching this knowing the reputation of Japanese trailers?
Yes. First thing I read was like Force Awakens Japanese trailer. I was like, no, you're going to tell me everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I didn't watch it for a couple days.
I didn't watch it for a few hours.
I guess it didn't come out too long ago, so I didn't watch it for like a day, and
Thursday.
Then I saw on YouTube it's like the number one hit, 6 million views. I'm like, I'm gonna read about this being spoiled, or like if I haven't read anything, and if they say if all I'm reading, because I'm barely reading like tops of headlines that say, mm-hmm. new footage,
yeah, like
but if I'm not
hearing footage.
spoilery new footage, then I'm like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. But yeah. I was initially scared because I was like, I'm not watching any Japanese trailer. Then mm-hmm. I realized, I think I would have heard I may have not heard the spoiler, but I would have heard that there's a huge spoiler in this new trailer. So.
But I heard that like the Ant-Man Japanese trailer was really spoilery as well.
Yeah.
So I was
really scared, and I assume they'll eventually make a Japanese trailer.
See, I waited, and I was like, because my coworker came in, he's like, hey, did you watch the new Star Wars trailer? And mm-hmm. I'm like, no. He's like, Kevin Smith was on it, like on K-Rock this morning, talking about it, saying how he was in bed watching it, crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how I felt with the first trailer. I was like,
mm-hmm.
And then he's crying tears of joy, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Like, I've read so many spoilers to this point.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing, like, not watching that? Like, do I think I'm, like, hot shit by, like, not watching this? Like, anything I could potentially see in this isn't going to spoil the movie. And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, there is no spoilers.
Like, yeah, there's literally, like, nothing new.
You see the lightsaber get close to Daisy Ridley's face.
Which is the picture I've seen on, oh,
when new the new trailer, and I'm like, you see that picture.
That's all I saw, and that was literally, like, the only thing that was, like, different.
You see the whole scene where you see more of Rey, where she's, like, going down. She's trying to beat BPA and stuff like that. Yeah.
Stuff.
And then, like, hey, I'm Rey. Hey, I'm Finn.
Yeah, you see that, so you know that's when they first say their names to each other. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a little bit more. You see C-3PO, you didn't see
him.
Oh,
and you see the fucking, whatever, stormtrooper dudes, like, torching shit.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, finally, we get to see how exactly. they do it.
They did that in New Hope. Now we want to see it in real life.
Yeah, I want to see how they do it.
I want to see another dead body.
Yeah, I want to see some torched bodies that are, like, disturbing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I loved it.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Like, I'm hoping we don't get any, just don't stop putting international trailers. I hope so. Because I'm like,
I can't wait until that Indian trailer comes out, though.
Yeah.
Really interested in seeing what...
It said this is coming out the same day there
it
is
It comes
here.
Out, like, the next day or something.
Okay.
The 18th? Oh, the same day.
Same day, yeah. So I was like, that's weird, because usually... That's why I was scared of the Japanese trailer, because I was like, why would they release a new one? Because they usually do it in between... They don't usually release that Japanese trailer until it's here. It's mm-hmm. in theaters here. So it's not spoiler for us if we watch a Japanese trailer later, because we've already seen it, or...
We haven't had a chance.
Weeks. We've got a chance to see it, exactly. So... I was hoping that would be the case, that we wouldn't... They're not going to go all spoilery, because that's how the internet... They know how the internet works nowadays. Even though some actors still don't, and they're like, I'll tell this foreign newspaper, and it won't get picked up somewhere.
It's craziness.
But I was glad to see the trailer. We know that Kylo Ren faces
Daisy
the three main characters.
Yeah.
At some point. Or they could have cut those scenes out of the movie. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they showed a bunch of fake footage for this movie. Who knows?
Who knows? JJ is crazy.
They did that for Guardians.
Yeah. So
they, like, shot a fake footage for the trailer.
Do you know how to pronounce that?
On Netflix today, Anna
Karenina.
There you go. I did not know how to pronounce
Famous
it.
Famous Russian play.
There we go.
Starring That's on Keira Knightley.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.